from WYPR
in St. Paul's School.
You're listening to Out of the Blocks, Jr.
The 3600 block of Falls Road.
One city, one block.
Everybody's story. My name is Ben Ray, B-E-N-N-R-A-Y. I'm the owner of Atomic Books. I sell alternative, underground, independent, and countercultural books. We basically think of ourselves as a weirdo bookstore. Our tagline is literary binds for mutated minds. So I got into bookselling about, I was working in the comics industry for a comic distributor for years. And then I ended up working in the video game industry for a few years. And my friend Scott started this store in the early 90s and was going to close it in 2000. And my partner Rachel and I didn't want to live in a city that didn't have this bookstore in it. So we decided to get together and open and run the, continue the bookstore, keep it alive, keep it running. And that's how we got to where we are now, 34 years, I think. I worked on I was in charge of a thing called Game Shark, which was basically a cheat device. So we had a division where we hacked video games and got them to do things that they're not supposed to do. The internet was just coming off, just becoming more accessible to people. We had a thing called Sharkport where we would make game saves and you could, download the game saves and plug them in and play them. So like Tony Hawk Pro Skater is one of my favorites. One of the things that we did through hacking and other tools was we would recreate like local Baltimore or local Maryland area skate parks, and then you could download them and play this if you wanted to. So there are a number of book clubs that meet. So we have a regular book club. We have a graphic novel club. We have a comic book club. We have it's called 33 and a Third. It's a music club that meets. There are poetry groups that meet back there. And then we've had a variety of, we just had the most recent stuff that we've done is we did a book event for Keep Your Ear to the Ground Pump Fanzines in Washington, D.C. with John Davis. And we debuted a new TV show pilot that some friends have been working on that's set in it's set in a bookstore. And so we had a debut for that. Those are the two most recent events that we've had. But we've had everything from cartoonists like Dan Clowes and the Hernandez brothers to authors like Dave Eggers to filmmakers like John Waters do signings and stuff like that. Yeah. I did like reading and I did like books. And when I was in school, I was an English major. But if you had asked me when I was a kid, or if you had told me when I was a kid that this is where my life would turn out, I wouldn't have believed you, because I didn't have the concept in my head of like how one could live a life like this. Like the only thing I could imagine was having a life similar to my parents, which is, living in the suburbs with a spouse that hates you, a couple of kids that resent you, and working a 9-to-5 dull job in between. And that's what I thought my future was. And being open to different possibilities, changes, and opportunities, somehow now I've been doing this for several decades and didn't think that was even possible. But I would say that I have a love of... we carry a lot of beans and underground comics, and I've always had a strong affinity or love for alternative underground culture.
My name is Tony Pence, and I'm born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. I own Celebrated Summer Records. We've had the store for 19 years as of right now, and 2026 will be our 20th anniversary for running the store. And it's a vinyl-only record store here in Hamden. We're going to have everything from Beyonce and Taylor Swift to super obscure punk. But I personally am super interested in jazz. Jazz and punk are kind of like my favorite two things, but we have everything. We have reggae and blues and classic rock, and again, Billie Eilish or modern singers as well. So, you know, the store's here for everybody. And I like a lot of different styles, but my personal interests lie a little bit closer to punk and jazz. But the store should, a proper store should have something for almost everybody. I got hired by a record store that was Reptilian Records, and they were located in Fells Point in Baltimore from 1989 until 2005 or six. And I was hired there around 1996, and I worked there for 10 years. And that kind of put me headfirst in the world of vinyl and record stores. And I learned a lot from Chris X, who was the owner of that place. And what happened was, when they decided that they weren't going to be a store anymore, I just decided, okay, this is definitely for me. I'm going to continue this. Music in itself, I was like a really insular kid. So not very social, not playing sports, an indoor kid, reading comic books and listening to music when I was young. So that's where my interest in music happened right off the bat. And as soon as I can start going to shows and concerts and things, I started doing that. And that was just, you know, great for me. My dad would drive me to record stores that were around in Baltimore at the time. This is the mid-80s, early to mid-80s. So stores like Vinyl Discoveries and Music Machine were places that I would go when I was really young. I don't think that I ever believed that I could open my own record store. None of that ever happened until I started working for Reptilian Records, and I was able to see kind of behind the curtain a little bit how things are run and that it was possible. And I also, around 2004, about 2 years before I opened this store, I took a trip to Japan. My friend Oliver Jones took me over there, and I saw over there in Tokyo that there were record stores that are very, very, very small, that are like the size of a closet, and they're super cool. And seeing those stores kind of gave me the germ idea that I could do something very small and very specific and start that way, which is what I did. So the stuff that's in here is all music related. All the posters and flyers are from like old funk or jazz shows. I don't sell those, but I collect them. A side interest of mine is just keeping track of music ephemera. So t-shirts, flyers, posters, and things like that. And that's why it's all on the walls. So the store kind of acts secondarily as almost a museum of Baltimore, not just Baltimore, but all over kind of music type stuff like that. And of course, the phone booth is a listening booth, like the old school stores. I just think it's cool that people can go into a booth and check out the records.